Astral Doorways of J.H. Brennan. If there is one book to begin your studies of the astral world, this one is it, Astral Doorways, by J.H. Brennan, published 1971, by Thoth Publications. Energy healing is built on several foundations of knowledge, one of which is Western magical practice. This impressive book introduces both beginning and advanced healers to the basics required to understand, and to experience, the astral worlds. In addition, Mr. Brennan includes many useful exercises for healers to practice, to gain vital phenomenological experience of both the astral and the etheric realities. In the first chapter of this book, Understanding the Astral, the author presents a personalized introduction to exploring the astral, including examining what it is we mean when we refer to the self. A Pathway to the Doors presents the importance of concentration and visualization practice. It might be tempting to skip over this chapter, except that it contains the keys to any kind of progress in working with the astral, how to develop a functioning mind screen. You will find similar encouragement to develop your visualization and focusing skills in the lectures and writings of the late Greek Cypriot healer, Dr. Stylianos Achilles, Daskalos, as well as the books of Aleister Crowley. The Ultimate Protection presents the lesser banishing ritual of the pentagram, a variation of an order of the Golden Dawn occult technique. This chapter is one way to gain insight into the use of symbolic reality, and of the importance of ritualistic order in dealing with all things in the astral. Elemental Doorways looks at various ways to gain access to the astral environment, but is thankfully short on specific ritual details. The themes in this book want to inform you, to prepare you, to inspire you to seek more, but not to hand over the keys of esoteric knowledge earned the right way, under the guidance of the magical ritual elder. Mr. Brennan touches on many topics, including parallel universes, the tarot, the I Ching, and, of course, discarnate astral entities. The book ends with his notes on the differences between the etheric and the astral planes, and suggests that there may be a degree of intimacy between them. After reading this book, I was left pondering, perhaps for the first time, if the etheric plane is the energy system of an individuated being, while the astral is the dimensional playground in which many other such beings play, work, and evolve. Truly an intimate dance between two realities. Although at first glance this work may seem dated to the modern reader, I nevertheless highly recommend it as the essential introduction to practices and information that student astral healers must absorb, and integrate, during their studies. The power of any book is not whether it is elementary or advanced, it is that it informs the reader at any level of knowledge, and creates a desire for deep change, or further in our reflection. Astral Doorways is such a book. Readers else said about it, this book has been around for quite a while now, and as a student of the occult, I wish I had discovered it earlier. It lays down the raw facts and details surrounding the astral dimension and the methods that are used to interact with it. The beginner will find it beneficial not to have to wade through the monotonous fire and brimstone of Levi or the encreted ramblings of Crowley, since the book only touches on more traditional occult teaching where it is really necessary. The more learned occultist will still find a clear and concise set of facts and procedures in this book. And another, astral projection is most certainly not evil, and is in fact a natural skill that we were all blessed with, since birth. It is said that we travel out of our bodies every night, when we fall into deep sleep, but either we just don't remember it, or we choose not to. This book looks into advanced techniques and shows how time travel is possible for people today, in a non-physical sense. It presents various visualization exercises to allow you to access beyond the realms of normal existence. It shows that what we are looking for isn't in some far-flung corner of the universe, it is actually inside us. I would recommend a different book to beginning astral travelers, perhaps Erdane McCoy's aptly titled Astral Projection for Beginners, from the same publisher, or Astral Dynamics by Robert Bruce. However, this book is interesting all the same, and once you get to grips with the basics, you should delve into this one. And another still, this is the most unusual, and perhaps the oldest, book I've read about the astral plane. I found the book somewhat, in fact exceedingly, abstruse, and the author's information about the astral plane differs from that of other raw authors whose books I have read or dipped into. He concludes that the astral plane is not a place but seems to be one. He states that he was told by someone who should know that the astral plane is an old term for the realm of the visual imagination. He declares that dreams are a function of the astral plane. He repeats that the astral plane is a level of the mind. In our worlds a thought of is unreal, but this does not mean that no dangers lurk there. We are informed of several doorways we can use to enter the astral plane, something I have not encountered in other books. We are warned about the dangers of using some of these doorways. There are five elemental doorways to the astral plane. To work with these you will need to prepare cards with the various symbols of ether, spirit, air, fire, water and earth. You can choose one of these symbols and visualize it as a doorway in front of you. It all sounds very tricky and hazardous, not to mention unbelievable, but eventually you will be able to pass through this doorway. The author describes some attempts to pass through an elemental doorway by some of his friends, where they became ill. This is not a procedure that I myself would consider trying out. There is also mention of guides encountered through entering such a doorway. Also, the trumps of tarot cards can be used as astral doorways. These doorways produce lively visions according to the author. There are chapters about Kabbalistic and Oriental doorways, which I found difficult. The book includes chapters on hypnosis and the astral, the hypno-astral experience, the objective astral, astral entities and an astral credo. One of the author's subjects had a realistic astral experience under hypnosis where he apparently traveled to the Middle East and later found his experience to fit in with physical reality. I didn't understand how conditions on the astral plane could correspond to physical reality. He distinguishes between the etheric and the astral body, the etheric body being something you are equipped with in the natural course of things, and which belongs to the physical plane. In certain circumstances it can be projected out of the physical, and when this happens, it can carry your consciousness virtually anywhere on the physical plane. For the average person, the astral body is used only on the astral plane, whereas the trained occultist can use it on the physical as well. According to the author, you need to build your astral body, and this is explained in an appendix. This is the first time that I have heard this postulate, and am not convinced of the veracity of this information. To sum up, I found the book to be filled with sometimes conflicting and confusing information, not clearly explained, and feel inclined to say that I didn't understand a word of the book, though this would be an exaggeration. At any rate, I found it hard reading. On the front cover it is stated that the author's methods are clear, easy to understand and safe, simple and effective. But personally I have found no other book on the subject to be as confusing, and the author himself insists that the methods are not safe but in fact can be dangerous. So I would not recommend that you read the book, but have given it 3 stars since some of the information contained is quite interesting. For example, about the possibility of using tarot cards etc. as astral doorways. More people said, astral projection, out-of-body experiences, will be the most exciting experience in your life. It is the practice of the evil Satan-worshipping pagan occult. Christians wouldn't like to get into it because it proves their religion wrong. I thought this book is pretty cool, but not the best. You shouldn't start with this book. Start with a different one. But before that, check out Astral Projection on the World Wide Web to get a good idea on what astral projection is.